Today I'm going to show you how to set up a free trial or a discounted trial pricing on your products. So the first one I'm going to show you is how to do a free trial when you're offering a subscription. So you're going to go into your product, select the product that you want to edit, go to the prices tab, and then click on add a list price. Once you've done that, you're going to go ahead and give your price a name. So we're going to call this free trial subscription. You're going to scroll down to your price type. I'm going to go ahead and select subscription. And then this one's very easy. You'll see there's an optional free trial before recurring payments. So I'm going to put in my pricing that they're going to pay each month. So they're going to pay $30 a month for this subscription. But I'm going to go ahead and give them a free trial. So I'm going to put in the amount of time, and in this case I'm going to give them a 1 week free trial. So they can view my product for a week. After a week they're going to go ahead and be charged the $30, and then every month after that they're going to be charged $30 until they cancel. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to create that price. So now I've got that subscription price set up with a free trial for them. And you can see that here. It says free trial subscription, 1 week for free, then $30 for each month until infinitum, which means until they cancel. So now I can go ahead and enable that price. So now I'm going to show you if I wanted to offer the same subscription but with a discounted trial. So we're going to do discounted trial subscription. So again, I'm going to go ahead and select subscription as my price type. And then in this case, I'm going to go ahead and put in whatever that discounted rate is. So I'm going to give them a trial period at $15. And again, I'm can select my time. So in this case, I'm going to still give them 1 week trial, but they have to pay $15 for that trial. And then I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to save my price. I'm going to create it, and then we're going to go back in and we're going to edit it so that it charges them $30 after that time. So we're going to scroll down. We're going to find it. So we've got that discounted trial subscription. We hit edit, and then we're going to scroll down to that pricing section that we were just in. So you'll see that here. So it says 1 week at $15. And right now it says we're going to stay here until canceled. So every week it's going to keep charging them $15. But we want to change that because we only want them to get charged $15 for that first week. And then we want them to pay $30 each month after that. So we're going to click on edit. We're going to change this. You'll see here it says until canceled. So we're going to change that to be only one time. Save those. And then you're going to click on this add another period here. And then we're going to put in, we want it to charge $30 each month. And again, until it's canceled. So we're going to save those changes. And now you'll see here it's charging 1 week at $15. Then it's going to jump to the next period here, which is $30 for 1 month, and it's going to stay here until canceled. So then we're going to go ahead and save those changes. So that's how you would set up the discounted trial on a subscription. And again, I set my trial as 1 week. You could set that to be 1 month, 1 year, 2 weeks, whatever it is that you want your trial period to be. So now we're going to look at what if this is a purchase product, not a subscription product. So again, we're going to go ahead and add a list price, and we're going to do free trial for purchase. So they can try my product out for 30 days, let's say, and they can either cancel before the 30 days or after the 30 days, they're going to be prompted to purchase my product. And they're going to make that payment. So we're going to go ahead and choose type of price as purchase in this case. And we're going to scroll down and where it says amount upon purchase, in this case, we want to give them that free trial period. So we're going to put in $0 and then we're going to say there's at least one more installment after that. And then the next installment is how much they're going to pay. And in this case, we're going to say how long do we want between the installments. So if we want to give them a month free trial before we charge them 30, we would have 1 month. We can put in a number of days, number of weeks, number of years. So in this case, I'm going to go ahead and do 1 week again. So they get it for $0. They get to view the product for a week. After a week, they're going to pay $30. They now have my product and I can save those changes. So it's created that price. So now they're getting that product, like I said, for free initially, but then after a week, they're going to be charged. So what if you want them to make multiple payments? So the product itself, let's say, costs $150 and we've broken it up into five payments of $30 each, but we still want to give them that free product. So we're going to edit that. In this case, my installment period doesn't match my trial period. So we're going to go up here because, again, we've only given them a week trial period. But I want to charge them $30 a month for 5 months. So what I'm going to do at this point is I'm going to click on add an installment. I'm going to tell it to wait 1 month after and then charge again $30 and repeat itself 4 times and save those changes. So now what it's doing is it's giving them, charging them nothing upon purchase. It's going to wait 1 week and charge them $30. And then for 4 more times after that, 1 month apart, it's going to charge them $30. So I'm going to save those changes, and now you'll see that total cost updated. So now they're getting that product for $150, but those payments aren't beginning until 1 week after their initial purchase because they get 1 week for free. Now, what if their free trial is a month long and then they're making payments a month apart? You can do this the same way, or the easier way to do it is to go ahead and create your list price. We're going to call this free trial with matching installments. You're going to scroll down to your amount section. We're going to again still put in zero. We know that we want them to make 5 payments total. So we're going to input that, hit enter. Each of those payments is going to be $30 and they're going to be 1 month apart. And we're going to save those changes, create that price. So now you'll see when you look at your price here, they're getting free access, free upon purchase, access for 1 month, and then it's going to charge them $30 five times 1 month apart. So they're still getting it for $150, just like they did up here, but in this case, they're getting a month for free, where up here, they're only getting a week for free. So that's how you would set that up with a free trial with installments. Again, if you're setting it up as a free trial without installments, then you wouldn't have needed to edit this. You would simply go in, click your add a list price, choose purchase, put in zero, put in one installment, put in that amount that they're paying right off the bat, and then for your installment period, you're going to select however long they get the free trial for, and then create that price. And so now they'll own that product for $150, but they won't be charged that $150 until after that 1 week so that they get that chance to view it for a week for free. Now, what if we wanted to offer them a discount, but still on a purchase? So you're going to go ahead and click add a list price. We're going to say discounted purchase. Again, you're going to select purchase. Then in here where it says amount upon purchase, you're going to put how much they pay. So we're going to go ahead and give it to them for $15. And then you're going to do your installments the exact same way that I just showed you. So if they're getting it for a flat $150, then you've got $15 upon purchase. Excuse me. You're going to put in one installment. We put in $150. And that's charged whenever this trial period that they're getting it for $15 ends. So we'll go ahead and set that to be 1 month. And then we'll create that price. So in this case, you'll see they get it for 1 month at $15. You'll see that here. They pay $15 upon purchase. That gives them access to the purchase for 1 month, and then after 1 month they're being charged $150, and so then they've now owned the product at it, and it's cost them $165. If you want to do installments with the discounted trial period, we'll do discount trial on a payment plan. You're going to select purchase. Again, we put in that $15 that they pay for the discounted trial period. We're going to put in one, and then we put in that purchase price or the first installment payment. So in this case, we'll do 30. And then again, you're only going to put in a week, or so in this case, they're getting 1 week at $15. Then they're being charged $30 after that as their first installment. You would create that price. Then you're going to go back in and you're going to edit that price so that we can add in the remaining installments. So you'll see it here, $15, they get access for 1 week, and then after 1 week they'll be charged $30, but again they still need to pay several more installments of $30, so we're going to go ahead and edit that. And then we're going to say add an installment here. And then we're going to tell it to wait 1 month and then charge $30 and then repeat itself 4 more times. We'll save those changes. And so now you'll see they'll get their 1 week discounted trial at $15, and then they're going to pay $30 a month for 5 months total. And then that will give them the product. So you see here, $15 upon purchase. They get, after 1 week, they're going to be charged $30. Then they'll be charged 1 month later, another month later, they're going to get charged $30 again. That's going to repeat itself 4 times, giving them a total payment of $165 broken down like that. Then if you want, if your trial period is going to match your installment period, it's again very simple. You're just going to create your purchase, put in your discounted installment period, however many total installments they're going to make, and then you tell it to do those installment periods. And then in this case, everything's going to be 1 month apart. So they're getting 1 month at $15, and then they get, after that, they're going to be charged 5 payments of $30 each, and then after that, they will own the product. And you would say create price. And so now you'll see in our summary screen here that this price gives them that trial period of 1 month at the discounted rate, and then they'll be charged the full rate at the remaining ones. So you can see that.